Hello, this is Dr. Eugenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Betsy Waters, date of birth 3/25/1962, date of procedure May 9, 2024. Physician is Dr. Eugenia Goldberg. DO, referring physician is Dr. Joel Weinberger. Procedure performed is esophagogastroscopy. With cold biopsies. Indication is nausea, comma, heartburn, comma, dyspepsia. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as the ones who are to the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated on the sedogastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the just past the distal esophagus period. There was evidence of a significant amount of solid and fibrous material noted in the stomach. Which made it difficult to visualize the entirety of the stomach, and the scope could not be further passed into the duodenum period. A decision was made to abort the procedure. For patient safety, period. Careful examination was made of the distal esophagus, the proximal mid and distal esophagus period, retroflex, delete that, air was suctioned out. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings? There was no abnormality noted in the proximal to mid esophagus on quick evaluation. Next line, the distal esophagus did... There was an irregular Z-line at 37 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of LA grade B ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was a significant amount of solid and fibrous material noted in the stomach. Common decision was made to abort the procedure given the amount of food noted and to... delete and to enter for safety. Next line, unable to pass evaluate the stomach or the small intestine on this exam. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat EGD next available for further evaluation of patient symptoms. Recommend 2 days of clear liquid diet day prior to the procedure. Next line, recommend PPI and BID. Patient already takes omeprazole 20 milligrams, will prescribe twice a day, 30 minutes before breakfast, 30 minutes before dinner, to be taken for 8 weeks. Next line, recommend gastric emptying study for further evaluation. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, avoid NSAIDs, comma, anti-reflux precautions are explained. Thank you.